Welcome to Sustainability Week at Triple J. I am your host, Emily.
And I am your co-host, Dom. So Em, let's get straight into it. What does sustainability mean to you?
Well, for me, sustainability is more about what I can do directly to make my environment better. For example, using a keep cup at my local coffee shop or walking to work. I guess it's the little things for me, so that in turn, if everyone else did them, the world would be a better, more sustainable place. What about you, Dom?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I take pride in myself when I also do those small things to improve sustainability in my life. But I also love reading about how big organizations are now really taking their corporate social responsibility seriously and implementing sustainable practices and initiatives in their workplace. Like you said, everyone has to make changes in their life, otherwise we can't make it all better.
Oh, you make it sound so easy.
Well, I think if everyone was a little less self-focused maybe and a bit more giving to our planet, then living sustainability is actually quite easy.
Well, then I do have some tips that everyone can implement in their own lives to become more sustainable. But I also have some feel-good stories where, like you said, Dom, organizations are now beginning to take their corporate social responsibility seriously by implementing sustainable practices and initiatives in their workplace. What should we start with, Dom?
Let's do the stories first. I'll start. So earlier, we all loved the Olympics. It was such a good distraction, especially whilst most of us were in lockdown. But Tokyo did a really good job at promoting a sustainable games.
They did, except for their flimsy cardboard beds they provided the athletes. It was all over TikTok.
Oh yeah, I was going to mention those. They were actually much more sturdy than people gave them credit for. And I was going to say that, like, the beds, they weren't created to collapse at the weight of more than one person. So Tokyo created 18,000 beds for the athletes using recycled cardboard and will reuse 8,000 of them for the Paralympics, whilst the rest of them will be recycled into paper products.
Wow, that's actually really cool. I also heard Olympic medals were made from old smartphones and laptops, so it was like a nationwide effort to produce the Olympic medals this year for Tokyo 2020 Games.
Yeah, it's really setting the bar high for Paris 2024, hey?
Okay, so you know how much I love Sammy Robertson. For those playing at home, she's an Aussie influencer from Sydney. Well, she's recently done a collaboration with Cotton On to promote their new recycled swimwear line.
Oh, cool. How does that work?
Well, after seeing her post, I jumped straight on to the Cotton On website and found some info, which I'll read out now. So, it says that our new swim fabrications use 80 to 95% recycled polyester from post-consumer waste, commonly sourced from waste PET material. So, that's the stuff in plastic water bottles. So, how it's actually done is that recycled polyester is made from breaking down used plastic into tiny pieces, which then are melted and spun into yarn. So, this is being compared to virgin polyester. Producing and processing recycled polyester decreases greenhouse gas emissions in a massive way and can be continuously recycled again and again. And it helps to reduce our reliance on virgin and finite materials. And obviously, the end result actually makes for a really soft yet durable fabric. So, that's more sustainable and gives old materials new life.
Wow, that's really fantastic. It's great that they're doing all this.
I agree. What I think is great about this idea is that they have created a sustainable yet affordable clothing line. I would love to be able to shop strictly sustainably, but I just don't have the budget for it.
How much is it?
Well, a bikini top is $24 and the bottom is $24 as well. So they're sold separately, whereas most, you know, good quality bikinis can go for at least $60 per top and per bottoms. So yeah, a real bargain.
Does Cotton On have the same for a men's range?
They do. They have a menswear line, but it's not clear if they are from recycled materials, but I'll pop in a request for you if you like.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thanks.
I think we have time for one more story. So, I was browsing in David Jones the other day because they were having a massive mid-season sale.
Did you get anything?
Yes, I spent about $300 on towels. A bit embarrassing, really. But that's besides the point. When I was wandering around the towels and bedding section, I noticed the Eco Smart mattresses from Sleepmaker. So it's basically where plastic water bottles have been shredded and solidified down to mattress material.
Oh, incredible. How does that work?
Well, I did some digging. Not really. I just messaged Sleepmaker on Instagram to find out some more. And they said that SeaQuil is an international project that collects rubbish from the oceans and landfill. So the plastic is broken down into microparticles and used to create a variety of products. So it is similar to the recycled swimwear line from Cotton On. But this is one of the products they used is SeaQuil fabric, which is surprisingly soft to touch. In each queen-size bed, up to 75 bottles are recycled. It is an exclusive fabric, and only a select few Aussie mattress manufacturers are allowed to use it because you have to pay for a license.
Oh, cool. Another business committed to building a more sustainable future for generations to come.
I love that these organisations are making an effort. Like you said earlier, it is easy when you just simply put your mind to it.
Okay, so let's finish up with some tips. Firstly, buying secondhand furniture. Why, you may ask? It saves resources and reduces waste. There's a less guilty attachment to things. It means stepping off the consumer treadmill. It's more community friendly, and secondhand pieces, they have a lot of stories to them as well.
I totally agree with you. When I was moving into my house about a year ago, I went to Vinnie's and I bought all secondhand furniture, and I've got some really beautiful pieces for next to nothing. So I've got a beautiful coffee table, a massive fishbowl, and you can just tell they were used for something crazy in another life. Okay, so I have the second one here. It is to make your own worm farm. So it's not gross. It's actually really good for the environment. So I thought of this one because growing up, when I was a kid, we always had chooks. So, you know, our food scraps would always go to them. We'd just have a little bucket that every time after dinner or any meal, scraps would go directly to them. So no food waste. But since moving out, unfortunately, I just didn't have the luxury of space to have a chicken coop, but I did have the space for a worm farm. So I've set it up, and now my food scraps won't go to waste once again.
Cool. Now, thirdly, walk to work or take public transport. Basically, don't use your own vehicle. In the last month or so, I started walking to work, and I like to say I chose this to help the environment, but honestly, I just got a parking ticket one too many times. So I was forced to either walk or catch public transport. However, my walk to work is only about 2Ks from where I live, so public transport felt silly and a waste of time and money. And honestly, I felt so lazy for even contemplating public transport that walking was the only option. Now, I could never really go back. Walking to work has made me feel so good, as I know I'm reducing my carbon footprint whilst getting in some really good exercise. It's a win-win. After a quick Google, I was even happier with my choice to walk, as I found that walking is highly efficient in its use of urban space and energy. It rarely causes injury and gives streets vitality and personal security. Many car trips are often quite short, less than 2Ks, indicating that walking could be a feasible alternative and contribute to reducing the pollution from cold start vehicles traveling only short distances.
Oh, that's so interesting. Maybe I should start walking. You're making me feel guilty. So that's pretty much all we have time for today. Thanks to everyone who got in touch over on the text line. We hope that our chat today has opened your eyes to the world of sustainability. And for those playing at home, don't be shy. Have that meeting with your boss. Find out how your company is implementing sustainable practices initiatives, or why aren't they?
Because if everyone takes their own steps towards sustainability, it is easy.
Thank you.